News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles that NATO says violate the pact. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia is solely responsible for the treaty's demise. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg.
All NATO allies agree that these missiles violate the INF Treaty. And Russia continues to develop and field these systems despite years of U.S. and allied engagement.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is hopeful a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact. Japan has raised the stakes in a trade dispute with South Korea by removing it from its preferred list of trading partners. VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
Japan's decision will make it harder for South Korea to buy a wide range of sensitive Japanese products that can have military uses. Last month, Japan restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Taken together, the moves represent a serious threat to South Korea's economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans who were forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in called the Japanese move selfish and a grave challenge to Korea-Japan relations. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
North Korea fired a fresh round of weapons into the sea off its east coast early Friday. U.S. officials say the weapons appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles that did not threaten North America. North Korea has test-fired at least six short-range weapons over the past 8 days. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying after President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese.